Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists singing non-Motown songs. That is, songs that were originally made famous by another non-Motown artist. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson, Bruce Willis, Diana Ross, and Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists singing non-Motown songs.
To fade into my own. for me in the jingle, jingle morning. I'll come following you.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. That was California Soul, released in 1969. The Fifth Dimension made that a bigger hit, reaching number 25 in 1969. Before that, Mr. Tambourine Man by Stevie Wonder from 1966. The Byrds had a hit with that, a great hit, reaching number one from 1965. And we started with I Were a Carpenter by the Four Tops. Their version reached number 20 in 1968, but Bobby Darin's version reached number 8 2 years earlier in 1966, and Johnny Cash and June Carter had a hit with that song, and their version reached number 36 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists singing non-Motown songs, and the non-Motown artist had a hit with it. Well, coming up, a great song from Jermaine Jackson, Daddy's Home, right here on Motown Memories.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently, yeah, yeah. Your daddy's home, you stay, yeah, yeah. How I've waited for this moment, to be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me, you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's home. teardrops in your eyes.
Michael Jackson with Rockin' Robin, and Michael's version reached number 2 in the U.S. pop charts from 72, and Bobby Day had a hit way back in 1958 reaching number 2, and we started with Jermaine Jackson and Daddy's Home. Jermaine's version reached number 9 from 1973, and way earlier, Shemp and the Limelighters had a hit with it, reaching number 2 from 1961. This is Motown Memories. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists singing non-Motown songs. That is, a non-Motown artist that had a hit with that same song. Well, coming up, Bruce Willis with Respect Yourself, right here on Motown.
the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. Oh, there are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Am I, baby?
Can't take my eyes.
Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. That was recorded and released in 1969. Of course, Frankie Valli made that a great song, reaching number 2 from 1967. And the Letterman had a hit with that song, reaching number 7 from 1968. Before that, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Diana Ross. Diana's version reached number 7 in 1981. And the Teenagers featuring Frankie Lyman made it a hit in 1956, reaching number 6. And Gail Storm also had a hit with that song, reaching number 9 in 1956. And the Diamonds had a hit with the same song the same year, 1956, reaching number 12. And we started this set with Bruce Willis and Respect Yourself. Bruce Willis' version of that great song reached number 5 in 1987. And the Staple Singers had a hit in 1971 with that same song, reaching number 12. This hour, we'll feature some great Motown artists singing non-Motown songs. Coming up after the break, more Motown artists singing non-Motown songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.